Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. We all know these are dark times, and in dark times you need to fight evil with the most powerful weapons you have. The rosary is certainly among the most powerful weapons at our disposal. I've been praying a daily rosary since January 1st, 2019. It's been absolutely life-changing, not only in terms of conversions and among family and friends and colleagues, but my own moral renovation, quite honestly, sins that I thought I would struggle with for the rest of my life. But, you know, there remain temptations, but there's been a lot of victory through the rosary, victory I never thought would be possible. So that's why we're doing this Great Rosary Campaign. The Great Rosary Campaign, it's a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders, and we're announcing a weekly call to pray on Sundays for specific fallen away Catholics and non-Catholics. And you can receive updates in your inbox if you sign up at greatrosarycampaign.com. I've been very excited and very humbled, honestly, to see the enthusiasm among so many of you for this. I think prayer in general, the rosary in particular, it's an unexplored avenue for apologetics and evangelism. We need to be doing more than making arguments. We need to be actually praying and doing penance for those we seek to come into the Catholic Church and to Jesus Christ. So this week's rosary target, it's our first international targets. It is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of the State of Israel and the Ayatollah Khamenei of Iran. And the suggested penance for these two men this week would be a holy hour and going to daily mass. So obviously the situation in the Middle East is very tense. It's been very violent for the last year at least. And obviously it's been punctuated by a great deal of violence for many, many decades. It's hard to know exactly what's going on over there. It's hard to know what our own government is doing. I'm not going to get into any of that. Here's the one thing I know with absolute certainty. That is that we cannot reject the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, and expect there to be peace among ourselves. And both of these leaders, Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Ayatollah, reject the Prince of Peace. And so they and their countries, their regimes, will never be able to bring about peace, I believe, unless they accept Christ as Messiah. And so that's what I want you to pray and do penance for these two leaders on the supernatural level. And on the natural level, we need to pray that we don't have a greater war, both in the region and possibly even the world. And God forbid, if there is a much larger war, potentially a world war, that the innocent are spared and that there are as many conversions as possible, because we have until we're from when we're born to when we die. That's the time we have to repent and follow Jesus Christ. Once that time is passed, so is our time passed, and we need to all be ready. And so whether there's a war or not, we hope there isn't. We need to pray for their conversion. We need to pray for no war. And in the tragic turn of events that there would be a war, we need to pray that as many people come into the church, come to faith in Christ as possible before such a calamity takes place. So remember, we pray the rosary for three key reasons: to keep the faith, for repentance and moral renovation, and for conversions. And there are a few biblical themes of this. First, pray for our brethren. Second, pray for our enemies. Third, pray for our leaders, especially those in authority. Fourth, we go into battle with the new Ark of the Covenant, just as the Israelites went into battle with the Ark of the Covenant, surrounded Jericho for 7 days. We're going into battle with the new Ark of the Covenant, Our Lady, and we are surrounding these people, these prayer targets, for 7 days, hoping that our Lord and Our Lady deliver them extraordinary graces on Saturday, the seventh day, the day especially devoted to Our Lady. The fifth point is evangelism and apologetics equals four things: love, arguments, prayer, and penance. And we are trying to do, frankly, all four. Well, maybe a little less on arguments for the Great Rosary Campaign, but certainly love, prayer, and penance. And then finally, we need to return good for evil. We Catholics are used to being accused of all sorts of things, idolatry, Mary worship, things like that. And certainly if you're praying the rosary publicly, you're going to get those sorts of accusations. If that happens, return good for evil. Don't cast aspersions at Protestants if and when they cast aspersions at us. Say something loving to them and, you know, add them to the rosary. Hopefully they'll convert someday. So with that, we'll go with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth, I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.